23rd of April. Cecil unpacked that silver box thing this morning. It gave him a new sense of urgency about speaking to his sister. It's strange, he doesn't seem to care about meeting his long-lost sister, but he just cares about finding out what magical items are in the box. Again, we've made a list of things that we think are in it, and they are... Oh, I need to belch. Time-travelling stopwatch. Magic crystal that makes people switch bodies a la Freaky Friday. I used to have a crush on Jodie Foster, but she's a leather. It might have some kind of virility pill in it. The box might have diamonds or gold coins like a pirate booty. Might have the recipe for hair loss tonic. Might have the recipe for disaster. Could have some snuff. It could be a snuff box. It could have 70-year-old chocolate. Or it might have a tiny, tiny tribe of pygmies. Don't know. Dad thinks it's got a map to the Fountain of Youth. I'm not so sure myself. Cecil's convinced it's some kind of otherworldly magical artifact. Mum thinks it's just Cecil's dad didn't want to, he's meant to have food or drugs or something. And I think it's still a mystery wrapped inside a silver enigma, but not a silver enema. It's too massive to get up there. But anyway, we can't, and due to the linear nature of time, wait to see what's inside. 24th of April. Dad couldn't wait any longer, so he's run out and bought himself a dongle. Now, I'm not a nerd or a geek, okay, so I don't really know what a dongle was. I thought it was something you'd pleasure a lady with, or the name of a family... from a Yorkshire-based soap opera. But no, it's a thing that lets you get on the internet without a phone line. Did you remember when people bought dongles? Oof, way back when people didn't have tethering data from the mobile phones. Anyway, never mind, let's step back into the past. It's a thing that lets you get on the internet without a phone line. He couldn't wait another 5 days, the silly old fool. Cost him 40 quid for 1 gigabyte's worth of data. I get through that much data just watching cartoons on the YouTube. Anyway, he sent an email to that French solicitor and arranged to meet with him in 2 weeks. Why does everything always take 2 weeks with these kinds of things to happen? I thought that would mean that we'd have a French holiday, going to French France. But no, as none of them, us, have got passports, that's impossible. I can speak French. The Frenchman's coming here. Best of all, it's not costing us a penny. Don't know if you can hear the ambient noise. I'm recording this just sat on the sofa. It's a problem with having a Vive headset is that my main computer's all buggered and downstairs. It's not fair. That's by the isn't it, Christmas puppy? What do you say about it? She's just stoic. 25th of April. Just eight long months to go till Christmas Day. But the heat of summer has to be endured. The months of sweat and tears. And mostly due to my acidic-based sweat. Probably a rash or two. How I hate summer. Actually, it's quite a good song, isn't it? Having to endure the misery of the heat of summer to get to your Christmas reward. Something to think about anyway. Tony and Eugene came round today to find out what we're doing about the radio station. Mum said she's got our garage/concrete building salesman coming round tomorrow. Eugene insisted on being here for it because I think he wants a nice warm room to work in when he's taking the phone calls. You know, before Mum used to do it at Christella, it was in the shed, just sort of, I don't know if you can hear that next door neighbour's dogs are howling like cocks. Really annoying me. They do it from 6 a.m. till the time the woman gets home. 6 p.m. wakes me up early. Don't like it. It's not fair to me now. Clicked off my diary. Sorry, Today, Eugene and Tony came round to find out what we were doing about the radio station. Mum said she's got a garage/concrete building salesman coming round tomorrow. Eugene insisted on being here for it, because he wants a nice warm room to work in while he's taking the phone calls. Before, you would be in a shed in the yard, and all the radio wires would run out of the window of the downstairs room where we would be on mic. And he would have to sit in the shed mixing the sound. He got cold and he got frostbite on his cock 2 years ago. Had to become circumcised. He goes around pretending he's Jewish now and just going, "Oi, it's so expensive." I find it a little bit racist. 26th of April. The salesman came round today, and of course Eugene didn't show up. The salesman was about 60, quite rotund, sweating profusely, and he was as red as an alcoholic in spring. You know, because that's when all the new wines come out, isn't it? And he and Mum sat in the conservatory, and because I had wishes that I wanted, Mum made me come and sit with them. The man sat down and started getting some documentation out of his tatty old brown briefcase, and then he looked up. He looked at Mum, then he looked at me, then he looked back to Mum, and then he said, "Make us a cup of tea, love." I thought I was going to watch this man get beaten up, but Mum just sort of said, "Ah, any sugar?" And then she got up and started making him a cup of tea. Then the man turned to me and started talking to me about like sizes and materials and guttering. I just sat there pretending to know what he meant, but I didn't. I think Mum seemed to take a lifetime making that damn cup of tea. I've never had such an awkward conversation in my life. In the end, I panicked and said that we wanted a solid concrete room, but with a window in for light and air. And I said it needed to be 4 foot by 4 foot. You know, I don't know how long a foot is. The man sort of looked confused and shocked and when I said 4 foot by 4 foot. And then he just said, "What kind of roof do you want?" And I said, "But what do you do?" And I'm sure he just said gibberish or chanted a curse at me or put a hex on me or something like galvanised 3-bar corrugated. I thought he might be having a stroke. Didn't know what to say. I went right bright red, right? And then I was just about to cry, but then Mum came in with his tea. And thank God she took over conversation. I didn't need to butt in until she said that we didn't want a window in it. And I argued with her it'd be very dark without a window. But Mum blathered on some bullshit about soundproofing. But sound doesn't go through glass, does it? Otherwise, how would fish sleep? In the end, we got in a big argument about it in front of the man. But of course, Mum got away, as always. Then asked the Cowsack maybe salad for tea after that, just because I called her a fat, frumpy, iron-faced hooer. So I had to make my own tea in the end. I had 10 fish cakes for a healthy ocean-based snack. It was gorgeous. Stacked them up like Jenga and just sort of mushed them into my mouth in sort of a big fishy kebab, but without the stick in the middle. 27th of April. Excuse me, I'm just getting a textual information on my phone. It's just from Cecil. They're out at the... Mum wanted to go do cribbage, but Dad said he won't play cribbage because of everything that happened when she had an affair with Clive and left Cecil for a couple of years. No, they've gone out to play dominoes. Not the bounty hunter. Just dominoes with an old black man. Mum says she's feeling very ethical. Don't know what she's talking about. Anyway, never mind. That's by the by. 27th of April. Oh, I can't wait to get back on the internet. I'll just better check this is recording, actually. I haven't... This was still going, excellent. Sorry. 27th of April. Oh, I can't wait to get back on the internet. I need to know when the best time to sell my stock is. If it goes up to 30, I'm selling it. Retirement be goddamned. I also want to order a bed, but no longer for... Sorry, I'm trumping then. I also want to get on the internet to order a bed. Oh, this writing's terrible. Anyway, last night was the worst sleep. Excuse me. I was going about to go into a song then, but I realised that further on down in my diary, I actually do reference that song anyway, so I will sing it to you later. I wonder if you can guess what bed-based song it's going to be. Anyway, let's try again. 27th of April. Oh, I can't wait to get back on the internet. I need to know when the best time to sell my stock is. If it goes up to 30, I'm selling it. Retirement be goddamned. I also wanted to go on the internet to order a bed, but no longer. I don't know why it says that. But for last night was the worst night's sleep I've ever had, for no sleep was forthcoming, you see. Agony I was in, oh, to be sure. A bit Jewish. The sleeping on the mattress on the floor is radiating me back. And as such, I insisted on sleeping on Dad's bed tonight, but he was having none of it. So he's... Oh, right, I see, I should have read forward. So he took me down to the bed warehouse. And of course, as we walked around viewing the many beds and mattresses, Dad just sang to me... Oh, I don't get to sing it. You have to sing it, Cecil.
Oh. You're buying a bed, but you don't know which one you should choose.
Beautiful. Because that song was sung by Rod, Jane and Freddie, and I used to love it. I tried many types of beds, though the salespeople were giving me really mucky looks. I kept pressing on. But yeah, they were just staring at me because I got on the bed in my wet clothes because it was raining and I had wet shoes on. Beds certainly seem a lot more sturdier when you're buying brand new. The 30-year-old wooden affair I had at Cristela was well wobbly. I tried them and I bounced about a bit, but they seemed quite, you know, rigid. I think they're made out of modern sturdy plastics and metals. After 50 minutes of lying on beds, well, 10 minutes of lying on a bed and 40 minutes of sleep, because I fell asleep on one, because I was, you know, really tired because I hadn't slept in a while, I found the bed for me. It was a big affair, and it was beautiful, very soft. Dad was sat in the waiting room drinking the complimentary Bovril. He said he could have stayed there for hours. He told me he was reading a lovely magazine about diet and fitness. But I bet he was looking at the ladies in high-cut leotards. I know I wouldn't be. But the staff made me come and get him. Him come and get me, because, as I say, fell asleep. What I'd done is I'd chosen a bed that's on stilts. Oh, yeah, you read that right. It's on stilts. It's made of incredibly strong galvanised steel and can support a weight of 57 stones. You know, so I can put another 5 stone on and I'll still be nowhere near the limit. It was £218, including VAT, but Dad got £41 off because he said we'd build it ourselves. Though I didn't know about that until 17 minutes ago. And Paul Thax doesn't do manual labour. But I might end up fucking doing it. 28th of April. My arms! Dear God, my arms! Quarter past 1 a.m. in the morning. Oh, what a day. I was very rudely woken at 6:39 a.m. with back spasms. Got up, stretched, went for a wee, walked downstairs and sat on the sofa, blinked. Then suddenly it was 10:30 in the morning. Mum was sat next to me, Homes Under the Ammo was on telly, and Dad was in the window saying,
Flick his face! Margaret, flick it really hard, they're here!
A wave of panic came over me for a second because I thought Dad meant that ghosts were here. You know, like in Poltergeist when the little girl says, they're here! But no, he meant the bedman. Oh, aside, I just got scared about writing the word poltergeist, in case writing it made one appear through the words, as if, you know, writing it out gave it power to travel to our world. And it probably would haunt me, making toy clowns get me or trees eat me. Oh, I've scared myself now. Excuse me a minute while I go put my nightlight on. Obviously that's in the diary, not now. It's 5:20 in the afternoon. Need a poo. Back to the bedmen. Back. Anyway, the bedmen came and put all the component parts in the hall, even though I asked Dad to make them take it upstairs. They left and Mum told them I told Mum not to tip them, but she said she wasn't going to anyway, so don't matter. Mum and Dad made me carry all the metal sections upstairs, and I scraped the wallpaper off in 8 different places. And then Mum helped me carry the mattress upstairs. I slipped on one of the stairs and bashed my shin quite badly. It's a bit bruised now. I look like a battered wife in the shin area. The building work was hard, to say the least. I had to hold the 2 end leg bits in an erect position while Dad tightened the nuts. Then do the same on the other 2 legs. But Dad shakes a bit and he can't really see very well. And I had to put these 2 posts upright for about 48 minutes. It was like some kind of muscle man test of strength. You know, I felt like Jeff Capes. The only way I managed it was to make Cecil promise to not make me have to do any weeding in the garden ever. You know, because I'll help him build a bed for me, but I'm not going to help him in the garden. You know, if there's one thing I hate more than eating vegetables, it's kneeling on my knees in boiling hot weather with them flies and bees and that, surrounded by plants, who I assume know I'm killing the other plants and they get scared, and they'll hate me for murdering their planty friends, or they're terrified I'm going to, you know, rip them out of the ground, which must be horrifying for them. You know, or what's worse, there's ants, spiders, beetles, another kind of ant, butterflies, moths, another kind of fly, because I think there's a few, or again a different kind of ant, and then they all crawl up my arms and try and get on my neck. Ooh, I hate nature. Anyway, by about noon we had 4 legs up, you know, the stilts for the bed, and then we just had to put the top section on them. We only had put that on the wrong, but what? Only we'd put the top section on the wrong way around, so Cecil had to take it off and reattach it. He did that, I went off and ate my sandwiches and his sandwiches. After lunch I came back and the bed was finished. I thought, wonderful, wondrous, I can have a nap. But the stupid idiot had got it the wrong way round, so there was a section where the ladders would fit, where I'd crawl up to my Beddington Kingdom. But the stupid ancient old idiot had put that section against the wall, so I had to, you know, the whole bed needed rotating 180 degrees. But Dad had walked off in a mood because I called him a name, said he looked like Stalin. He just did in the light. So I was going to have to rotate the whole thing on myself. So what I did was I thought, right, I'm Jeff Capes, I'm a big chunky boy. I got under it, put my back up to the underside of the bed, and I began to lift. Surprisingly, galvanised steel is really quite heavy. It got about 3 millimetres off the ground, right? But it was enough to start rotating it. And I got it halfway round. But then disaster. It got wedged fast. Which means it got stuck for some reason. I don't know why it's fast, but I couldn't turn it either way. So unless I wanted my bed in the middle of the room, sort of wedged against the wall and the wardrobe and that, I was going to have to take the whole cocking thing apart and remake it. And you know what? That's just what this chunky chubby boy did. It took me 3 hours, but I did it all on my own. I only cried 3 times. Though when I was lifting the mattress up to the bed plinth, I felt something internal pop. Nothing hurts yet, but if I get a hernia, I'm making Cecil pay for a booper operation. Oh, scrolled down too far. 29th of April. My stock's down to 14.29. I think that's the lowest I can remember it being. Goddamn worldwide financial downturn. But how did I glean such stock information? Well, we got the phone and internet connected, of course. How could you forget that? I've been talking about it for days, you idiots. And now with our new TalkTalk package. Talk to me about TalkTalk. We get a 3rd layer of child protection, so the chances of me seeing a nipple or any kind of adult labia is, you know, passing with every thing. Oh, every second, couldn't read it. Bit of glare on the screen. Oh, Christmas puppy's jumping up. Dad keeps saying, "I'm sure there's something I've forgotten, something quite important." And he's been saying it so much that I'm starting to believe it too. Mum's insisting we haven't. We've done everything we need to do with the house. But as she keeps saying, we can just...
Now you can get on with just living, Paul.
Don't know what that means. I had an alright night's sleep on my new bed. This bed's not massively comfortable. It makes tons of noise when I move. Creaks and squeaks and crinkles and crankles. I think there's something wrong with it. Mum spent most of the evening playing online bingo while me and Dad were watching a documentary about stingrays. And I was eating very spicy jalapeno corn snacks. Mum turned round to me and said,
"I bloody love bingo, me."
And then just went back to playing bingo. Dad looked at me and he had a tear in his eye. And he said, "I've lost my place. I've got all emotional thinking about Mum." What's that? Dad looked at me and he had a tear in his eye. He said,
"I'm so happy, Paul. She's so happy."
And they sort of choked up when he said it. "You didn't choke up when you said it, Cecil. Do a reread." Cecil said to me, he said,
"I'm so happy she's happy."
Rubbish reading. I went back to watching the documentary and I went back to watching the documentary and I had a tear in my eye. But that was because I got some of the hot flavour from my jalapeno corn snacks in my eye. Actually, my eye started burning and I jumped up screaming, "Ah, the dust! Oh, she burns so!" And I ran into the kitchen and grabbed milk out of the fridge and just poured it into my face. But I didn't open my eyes, so that didn't really help at all. Dad sort of ran in and rubbed my face with the dishcloth, but I had bleach on it. Eventually, I just shoved my whole face in the dishwater and opened my eyes and sort of moved them around a bit as if I was looking around underwater. But the water was cloudy and I think I swallowed a mouthful of leftovers. My eye did stop burning so badly, but then I thought the thought of swallowing a wet bean or a half-bitten chip or some of Mum's cabbage made me physically instantly sick. It was horrible. And you know what? Mum never even got off her ass to help me. I don't think she even looked away from a bingo game. The thing with these bingo games online ones is they're all automated. You don't have to do anything. You just put in, say, "I want to play 5 cards. Go." I think the nasty bitch just gets hypnotised by it all. Either that or she hates me. Still, the crisps were nice.